broadcasting from the business capital of the world. This is the Podcast Business News Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It's Teresa, and I'm so glad you're joining me right now because I have back Claudia Johnson. She's the owner of Healing Energy Arts, and you can check out her website, www.healingenergyarts.com. Welcome back to the show, Claudia.
Thank you so much, Teresa. It's so much fun to do these. I just love it.
I'm excited you're back. And really briefly, for people who didn't catch us last week, can you just tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll really get into it.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a psychic medium, and I'm offering readings and private mentorships in both reading and healing mediumship. I'm a Reiki master, practitioner, and teacher, giving distant healing for people and pets, attunements, and certification. And I give hypnosis sessions with custom guided meditation downloads, so you can listen to that on your cell phone. And I'm a spiritual life coach specializing in teens and adults that are opening up to their psychic experiences, and they want to learn more about their abilities and how to use them.
Wow, that is a mouthful, and you said it all in one breath, I think.
Well, I was trying.
I wanted to know, okay, because you do it all. You do it all. You just went through a laundry list of what you do, and like Superwoman, what is the first thing you actually got into?
Well, I've got to say, I believe that everybody is psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had experiences as a child and growing up where I knew things that I wasn't supposed to know.
Mm.
And sometimes I would catch myself and even think that, you know, like, wait a second, did I get that right? Because maybe a meeting was supposed to start at 4 o'clock, and somebody would say, what time does the meeting start? And I would answer, 5 o'clock.
Mm.
And then I'd say, no, it's 4. I don't know why I said 5. And then 10 minutes later, the meeting would be moved to 5.
Oh.
You know, so things like this would happen, and I would think, wait a second, why did I say that wrong? And then that's what it turned out to be.
Wow.
So I find that a lot of people have these experiences, and mm-hmm. we can't really explain what's going on mm-hmm. when they happen.
So basically, the first thing that you were aware of was your psychic ability as a medium. And then after that, did you get into Reiki? Did you get into the life coach? What order did you do everything in?
Well, you know, I needed to prove to myself, because I'm a Westerner and I've got an analytical mind,
mm-hmm.
and I'm always trying to find the spiritual and the scientific and the scientific and the spiritual. So for me, the first time I really tested myself was I went into a metaphysical bookstore. I was mm-hmm. living in Los Angeles at the time, and I did a reading and I got hired.
Wow.
And so I was going in because I thought, I've got to work with people that I know nothing about. People walking in off the street
right.
at the time, and I was doing psychic readings for them, and I found myself Teresa blew my mind. I found myself in like serious therapeutic situations where people were crying, people were getting, you know, into their emotions and stuff, and I thought, wow, I've got to get more tools to deal with this because I don't want to do any harm.
Right, right.
I really have a very high bar for integrity,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I then went and started to study hypnosis and
okay.
neuro-linguistic programming because
uh-huh.
I really wanted to understand language and how to use it in a supportive, powerful way
right.
while I'm telling the truth.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
wanted to be authentic. So that's part of my movement through all of this. And I guess as even before that, that's when I got into, when I was a dancer, professionally, that's when I really got connected in with my feeling sense, and I started to understand how much of an empath I really am and how I could feel into other people's pain
uh-huh.
and then try and help them heal it.
Wow, it's amazing. It really is amazing. We actually have a caller. Let's see who it is. Hi, caller. What's your name? You have a question for Claudia?
Yes, hi. My name is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi. Yeah, I do have a question, actually.
Great.
So yeah, Claudia, I was wondering, do you incorporate psychic readings into your Reiki sessions, or does it cost extra?
I don't do those two things together, and I'll tell you why. I find that they really are different kind of channels, And I don't want to freak out the person that's on the table getting a healing, or in a chair getting a healing, by bringing something up and saying something to them that might cause them to shut down and not be able to absorb 100% of that healing that is being channeled. Does that make sense to you, Victoria?
Yeah, definitely.
But I've learned to separate the two.
Go ahead, Victoria, sorry.
Okay. I was going to say, how often do you actually find spirits that actually come through when you do the psychic readings?
Teresa, can you repeat that? Because I'm having difficulty
hearing Victoria. She wants to know how often do loved ones or spirits come through when you do readings?
Now, that's a really good question. I would say most of the time, 95% of the time, you're going to get somebody that you recognize.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit world knows us so well, and they love us, and they want us to do well and move forward in our lives. So when you're asking respectfully and prayerfully for somebody to come through, that person often does. Now, I have a really interesting story about that, actually, that I'd like to tell later about a reading I did for a woman who won a free psychic reading, and she'd never had a reading before. She had a specific person in mind she wanted to speak with,
mm-hmm.
and we invited that soul in to join us, yet immediately I saw a dog instead.
Okay.
And the spirit world controls who comes through, both for the sitter, the recipient of the message, and the spirit that's coming through, both their highest good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a medium can't know who that's going to be or what's best for that person.
Right, right.
What I saw was a German shepherd with black and tan markings, and he was in this kitchen with his paws up on the counter looking from side to side,
mm-hmm.
to make sure he didn't get caught, because he knew he wasn't allowed to do that. And he was just looking for food. And the next thing I see is he's at his bowl on the floor, and he's giving me the strongest feeling of gratitude and love for his person.
Wow.
And he keeps looking from his bowl to her and back, and he's sending tons of love and joy and wants to lick her face. And
aww.
She kept answering yes to all these different pieces of evidence that I was giving. He wanted to come. He wanted to give her the message he was okay.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you, Claudia. Victoria, you still there? You have to go. Listen, I want Victoria, when you get a chance, check out Claudia's website, okay? It's www.healingenergyarts.com. And you can set something up with her through Zoom.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
okay,
Victoria.
Sorry. She couldn't hang on to your story. I had to let her go. Okay.
That was okay.
So the woman wanted someone specifically, but instead a dog came through.
That's right. And the thing that was so beautiful was when I started to give her the feelings he was giving me,
mm-hmm.
because we say it's from the spirit, through the spirit, to the spirit.
Okay.
He wants you to know how grateful he is for, like, the food that you gave him. And I said, you know, he looks very thin, but he doesn't feel sick, just tired. And now I hear this lovely woman is crying, and she said, and I said, you didn't have him very long, did you? And she said, only a few months.
Oh.
And I said, but he knew he was home, and he knew where his food was in his bed, and he felt loved. And when the reading was over, that's when I let my clients tell me content about what's going on. Until then, I only hear yes, no, or I don't know about the evidence I present.
Wow.
She said that she had only had this dog for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
He died unexpectedly in his sleep. Mm-hmm. He was a rescue who'd been in a show, and he was only fed well when he performed.
Oh, wow.
So this wonderful, caring client was so worried she hadn't done enough to help him heal before he passed on.
Right, right.
So that he came forward to reassure her that she'd done this tremendous job and he loved her.
Oh, that's so sweet. I think we have another caller. Hi, caller.
Wow.
You're on the air. What's your name?
How you doing? It's Alex.
Hi, Alex. You have a question for Claudia? Yeah.
I got a quick question. Do you offer distance sessions, and do you find the distance sessions to be as effective? And can you still connect with spirits through a virtual session?
Yes, Alex, absolutely. The distance doesn't really matter. When you look at psychic mediumship from the physics kind of viewpoint, the scientific viewpoint, there's really no distance between us. And so that has been really proved true, especially during this COVID time where we've been on Zoom, we've been, you know, doing these kinds of things. But I can tell you, that for 30 years I have done phone readings, I have done distant healing,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't make any difference at all. As long as the person is open-minded, open-hearted, ready to receive and absorb whatever information or energy comes through.
Right, right. Well, Alex, you can go to Claudia's website. It's www.healingenergyarts.com, and you could set something up with her.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, thanks for calling. Love the call.
Cool.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, this is really great. I mean, there's so many people who want to connect with loved ones. So tell me, let's tell me about psychic mediumship.
Well, you know, psychic means soul, and mm-hmm. I believe everyone's psychic. My intention when I give a psychic reading is to tune into your soul emanation, your vibration, and strive to respectfully relay profound healing guidance,
mm-hmm.
heartfelt messages
mm-hmm.
from your own soul to yourself. That's
mm-hmm.
really the most important soul for all of us to connect to.
Right.
Mediumship is tuning into the spirit of a discarnate being, a spirit being, and sharing that kind of powerful evidence-based information from loved ones, spirit guides, friends, pets, that only you can confirm. You know in your heart if that's real or
mm-hmm,
not.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirits really they come because they love you and they want to inspire you with hope, with clarity, with joy, with purpose. And that information from a reading can really help you heal. It can help you get energized and feel renewed hope and
yes.
take action and move forward in your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, I think we have another caller. Hello, caller, you there?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Anthony.
Hi,
good afternoon, how are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Claudia?
Sure do. You know, I was just wondering, have you ever worked on someone with a terminal illness? I mean, if you did,
yes,
yeah,
I
what
have.
Was your experience? What was your experience? And I mean, what kind of improvements did you see in the client?
Well, I've got to tell you that every healing, every experience is unique. So because I believe that the person changes from that healing from every day. And so I had some extensive experience actually working on my father who passed from cancer and also my brother who passed from cancer.
Mm.
So that's kind of the privilege of working on a family member where you can do it all different kinds of times of the day, of the night, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, working on my brother who went through chemotherapy, he never lost his hair.
Mm.
Working on my father who had liver cancer, he never became jaundiced.
Wow.
So there were certain things that I noticed. Now, I have not done a scientific study. I can't say I've done 50-plus, you know, people and had this same result.
Right.
But I can give you my individual experience with things like that. And I know that, I would hear from my clients, you know, every time you work on me, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't even be very specific all the time about how it helped, but they felt better. And that's what I need to hear when I'm working, that, yep, this changed something. This made you feel better, stronger,
mm-hmm.
healthier, happier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, you know, that little change, you know, because, I mean, you know, you don't have too much to inspire you at that point, you know, and these are people that we love, and we were just wondering if that's the improvements, if you see improvements in the client like that, but definitely. Thanks for answering my question.
Yeah, Anthony, you could check out her website, www.healingenergyarts.com, and you could always set something up with Claudia via Zoom.
All righty, thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
That.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Anthony.
Awesome. All right, well,
yeah.
We have to take a quick commercial break. I'm talking to Claudia Johnson. She's the owner of Healing Energy Arts. She does hypnosis, it's hypnotherapy, hypnosis, the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, Reiki, readings, and she is a spiritual life coach. She does it all. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go away, because we have more after these messages.
Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclobella Italia tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website cyclobellaitalia.com to register for the Cyclobella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclobella Italia. Email Joe at cyclobellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclobella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
Hey guys, I'm Claudia Johnson. I'm an online psychic medium, Reiki master, spiritual life coach, and teacher. I'll be on Podcast Business News Network Tuesdays at 1 p.m. starting April 20th to share amazing success stories about psychic mediumship, Reiki healing, and spiritual coaching. Join us and be blown away by the awesome intelligence of the spirit world. You can contact me at Claudia at healingenergyarts.com, and may the spiritual force be with you.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Teresa, and that's right, I'm with Claudia Johnson. She's the owner of Healing Energy Arts. Check out her website, www.healingenergyarts.com. She does hypnosis. She's a Reiki master. She offers readings. She's a spiritual life coach. Welcome back, Claudia.
Thanks, Teresa.
Yeah, so let's talk about the difference between a psychic and a medium.
Well, that's a great question. And for years, I worked as a psychic, and I really never asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, we've gone through so many different names for our industry, from a psychic to a medium, to an empath, to a sensitive, to an intuitive, and back to psychic again.
Full circle.
Yes. And it really, one of the stories I love to tell when I do a gallery, which is like a group reading with a bunch of people in a room, to illustrate the difference is this story about this reading I did once for a woman, and I brought her mother-in-law through.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence I was presenting was what she looked like. She had short hair. It was curly. She loved yellow. I saw her in her kitchen, and her kitchen was all yellow, and she was wearing yellow, and this was all confirmed by the person that was getting the reading.
Right.
And then I said, you know, I see her pointing at her left ear, and I feel like I'm deaf in my left ear. Was she deaf in her left ear? And the woman was like, no, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, can you check? Can you find out? And she said,
right,
well, yeah,
right.
But I'm pretty sure that's not true. Anyway, the reading ends.
Mm-hmm.
She goes home. She asks her husband, and he said, yeah, my mom was really self-conscious.
Oh, wow.
And didn't want anybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
And only a very few people knew about that.
Wow.
So that means to me, as the reader, I didn't read that from her human energy biofield. I didn't get that from her soul emanation. She didn't know about it.
Right, right.
So that gives a little bit more weight, a little more credence to the idea that, in fact, I was linked to a spirit in the next dimension.
How, I know you mentioned you do group readings as well as individual readings. How long is a reading? How much time does a person need to carve out to spend time with you for a reading?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I used to do 15-minute readings at psychic fairs, but at this point I find that I'm feeling it's actually disrespectful to the spirit world. So I start with 30 minutes and go on from there and just try to serve the spirit world, even though the person that's paying me is in the physical world.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. No, because if someone, you know, someone wants to set something up, usually they like to know how long it is. That way they know not to schedule anything for that amount of time. I know you have different, again, you offer so many different things. You offer tarot, transformation readings, and you do Reiki distant energy healing. You do spiritual life coaching. You have a medium membership that you offer. You also offer a 3-session package. for hypnotherapy and a custom meditation, a download. There are so many different packages that you offer, and I know you could find it all on your website, so it's important that everyone goes to the website. You also do a custom recording, right? One through seven. And then you do a second session. You do, again, private hypnosis sessions. You offer such an array of different, you know, it's like a menu. You offer a nice menu, right? You have a nice menu here with different prices and different things that you offer. It's nice that you have a wide variety like that, and you're not getting pigeonholed in one thing. So, you know, someone can try to, you know, pick something from your menu and customize it for them and their pocket. So, you know, I appreciate that.
Thank you. I like to think about it in terms of the fact that, you know, mediumship isn't just about readings. Historically, the disciplines of mediumship include things like automatic writing and storytelling and trance speaking and trance drawing and painting and writing music and channeling artists. Like Jose Madrado channels artists and paints incredible oil paintings, mm-hmm. and acrylic paintings in just a few minutes, mm-hmm. that might take, if he was actually in normal consciousness, hours and hours to do, or to even days.
Right.
So there are so many different ways to use your mediumship. And, you know, a person might walk into my office, or my Zoom office is
right.
really what I call it,
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have maybe been getting information for them for 2 days before they even contact me initially.
Right.
And I won't know who it's for. And so I pay attention and I take notes. And then when that person comes into my awareness and I start working with them, I can go, oh, are you the person that maybe lost somebody 18 months ago?
Mm.
And they're like, yeah. Mm. And I'm like, okay, this physical issue you're having might be associated with that emotional loss at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can look at it from different viewpoints. We can start at the level of the body or the level of the mind or the level of the soul. It's wherever they're most open.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why I give three consultations to try and help understand where somebody is at, where
mm-hmm,
they want to go,
mm-hmm.
and how we can get there together the best way.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely that you even offer the free consultations. So that's, I mean, it's really a no-brainer, you know. Free, you have nothing to lose, just to talk to Claudia. And, you know, again, you know, she offers so many different services. It's just a matter of going to her website, checking them all out, and seeing which one you prefer. And then you could, you know, make an appointment with her via Zoom, which, thank God for Zoom, because just, you know, it makes it so, really, before COVID, I mean, I never heard of Zoom. I mean, seriously, everyone's like, oh, you have to get on Zoom. I'm like, I don't know. What is that? Like, what is that? And thank God for Zoom, because it's saved many businesses. It's helped in so many industries. And it's nice to know that someone can come, you know, in the comfort of their own home, you know, set something up with you, and get it done, whatever, you know, they might be looking for. You know, we only have like a minute left. This goes so fast, and I am so fascinated, by all of it, the Reiki and the hypnotherapy and, you know, the spiritual life coach, and especially the readings, because, I know I feel loved ones are with me at all times. They're my angels, and I know that they're with me. So what would you like to leave listeners with today?
I just want everybody to know that you are so loved, so much more than you can even imagine from the spirit world.
Mm.
You've got loved ones and friends and pets and all kinds of things from not only this lifetime but others as well, wanting to reach out and help you and wanting you to live your most outrageous, fun, absolute best life and feel fulfilled and joyful doing
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Oh, lovely. I love how you put that. Claudia Johnson, she is the owner of Healing Energy Arts. Check out her website, www.healingenergyarts.com. Thanks, Claudia, so much for another great show.
Thank you so much, Teresa. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. All right, everyone, stay where you are. We'll be back after these messages. Don't go away. broadcasting from the business capital of the world. This is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.